Welcome, it's Jose Bowen, and here's my podcast on the blues. In many ways, the blues is a very simple and wonderful form. It's a 12-bar form, which is three phrases, each of four bars. The first line poetically repeats, so it's an AAB form. Now, if you're not a musician, that might all be gibberish, and so the point of this podcast is to help you hear the blues and understand the form. In class, we'll talk a bit more about the difference between country and city blues and some of the African elements, although you should be able to hear call and response in these examples, too. So let's get started. So here's Bessie Smith.
When it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night.
That's her first line. Now she sings it again.
When it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night.
Then the third line in the blues is always a little different.
Then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night.
And that's what we call a chorus of the blues. There are three lines. The first two are the same, and the third is different. Now let's listen to another chorus and see if you can hear the AAB form.
I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my dough.
That's the first A. Woke up this morning.
I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my dough.
Here again, the second line is the same, and here comes the third.
There's enough trouble to make a poor girl wonder where she wanna go.
And that's the third line, and that's a whole chorus. Here's a new chorus.
And they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond.
And she repeats the line.
And they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond.
And then the third line.
I packed all my clothes, sewed them in, and they rolled me along.
And here's the end of the third chorus. Now, on the piano is James P. Johnson. Notice what he does between every line. Bessie sings the second line. So in the blues, the response is played on an instrument often. In this case, the piano. So in the blues, we have an AAB structure that repeats, and each structure is called a chorus. There's a call and response element, where in this case, Bessie Smith sings the call, and James P. Johnson responds on the piano. In class, we'll spend more time on the lyrics. But here, I want to spend more time just counting out the structure so you can hear how the blues is a part of almost every later American pop genre. So let's see if we can hear the blues form in some instrumental styles, like this Boogie Woogie. This is Meade Lux Lewis playing Honky Tonk Train Blues, an American masterpiece. As we'll learn later, Boogie Woogie is a Western style, that means from Chicago in the 1920s. It's a solo piano style. In many ways, it's the most African of all American popular art forms. The left hand is an ostinato, continues to play the same rhythm over and over again, and the right hand is then polyrhythmic on top of it, but there really is no melody. But for now, let's just listen to the 12-bar structure of the blues. That's hard, but we're going to try it again. So here, instead of having a lyric line that repeats, I woke up this morning. We have a rhythmic pattern that repeats. So here, the A is the yump, bump, 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 bump pattern, which then happens again, repeats as the second A. Let's listen again. Okay, that's it. That's the first phrase. Listen one more time. In a sense, this phrase has its own call and response already built in. First, we hear the solo. Bum, 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 bum. Then the response. Listen one more time. The call and the response. Then it repeats, just like the second line of a blues. Call, response. Then the third line is different. And that's the entire chorus. Let's listen to this entire chorus, this AAB form again. Here's the second A. And the response. We're going to try this one more time. Listen to this full chorus, this AAB, with its built-in call and response. This time, though, we're going to count bars in music. This is a Western way of keeping time and keeping track of the phrases, but it's a useful one and one that other people refer to. Sometimes it's called the 12-bar blues, this form. So these three phrases are each 4 bars in length, and we're going to count them this time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I just counted to 4 three times, but you could have just counted to 12, and that's what we're going to do in later pieces here. But think about this for a minute. 12 bars is a little unusual. In the West, we almost always have binary forms, which means 4 plus 4, which is 8, 8 plus 8 equals 16. Think of roses are red, violets are blue. How many more lines do you need? See, 3 lines just sounds a little bit odd to Western ears. You expect to have a rhyme for the A and a rhyme for the B. So roses are red, violets are blue is in the A-B-A-B form. So in some sense, even this blues form, which the blues is not an African form, it's part of an African-American form, it's a jazz form, but it still has this kind of unusual symmetry, or at least unusual for Western ears, where we have a 12-bar form, or we have a 3-phrase structure. So we're going to try to count to 12 and listen to some other instrumental forms of the blues. Here is a chorus of Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump. You'll notice there is something musical to mark every new chorus, and that something different happens every chorus. I'll count it for you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. New chorus. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and a new chorus. Okay, let's jump to the end now and hear the famous shout chorus from Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump. Now, a shout chorus is just what you might imagine it to be. It's a chorus that comes at the end of the piece. That's loud and boisterous and has all instruments playing together. We'll come back later in the term and talk about the riffs that make up this piece. We'll talk at some length about how Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump is put together. But for now, these little melodies are called riffs. The first riff you're going to hear is a 4-bar riff. So it occupies exactly the same place as the A in the previous blues. So this is a 12-bar blues chorus. And each 4-bar phrase has got the same riff in it. Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump. Here's the first riff. Then it repeats. repeats one more time. All right, let's listen to that one more time, this time counting out the four-bar phrases. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. All right, this is hard to hear. So if you're new to music, go back and repeat this and listen to it a few more times. But now what I want to do is play a few more examples from later American pop music so you can hear how this pattern, the blues, occurs in all sorts of American pop music. Next is a jazz style from the 40s called bebop. We'll talk a lot about this in a few weeks. This is a very famous recording session with Charlie Parker and Miles Davis from 1945. But for now, just notice this is another one of those riff tunes. It has an AAB structure, where the third phrase is a little different from the first two, and it also has a built-in response to the call. The response. Second phrase. Response stays the same. And then a third phrase. Into the chorus. Now, what happens in instrumental blues, especially in jazz, is that we end up with this 12-bar structure, these choruses. We play what's called a head, where everybody plays a melody, in this case a riff, and then we have a series of solos. So it's a great structure for improvisation, because you can solo, improvise in units of 12, and go on for as long as you like, and then the next guy takes over. So here, Charlie Parker takes a solo, but it becomes a pretty standard structure. So when jazz musicians talk about playing the blues, they don't mean the same thing that early singers do or blues musicians do when they talk about telling a story or singing. It's just a structure that they can use to improvise. So when we talk about the blues, we're really talking about two things. We're talking about a feeling, a way of expressing yourself, a way of making music. And then a specific historical form, and specifically this 12-bar form that gets used in lots of other types of music. So initially, the blues expresses a feeling of both hope and despair and of a particular way of telling a story. It's usually slow, it's usually sad, but with some comic aspects to it. But in instrumental music, it can happen at any tempo, with any kind of rhythmic pulse, and it happens in all other kinds of American pop music. So listen and see if you recognize this melody. That's Roy Milton and his Solid Senders doing the Hucklebuck. And yeah, it's the same melody that you heard for Charlie Parker's Now the Time. The difference is really in the groove. This is something you already know about American pop music, I assume, is that the beat, the groove, can you dance to it, is everything. So really what happens here is that we get a stronger backbeat, we get a stronger groove. Bebop tends to have a little more loose, fluid groove. And we call this a jump blues. So it's still the blues form, but it's really not about the same sad feeling or trying to tell a downtrodden story that we heard in early country or city blues. But it's still the same structure of the blues. It's called the jump blues. And yes, the same thing is going to be true for rhythm in blues. It's faster, but it's still a blues. Second phrase here.
Oink, oink, move.
And the third phrase.
Oink, oink, move, move.
And here's the end of the chorus. This is Louis Jordan's Barnyard Boogie from 1947. And again, basically it's a blues with more rhythm, with more jump in it. So it was initially called a jump blues. And in about the 1950s, this style was renamed rhythm and blues, or R&B. Hopefully you're now starting to be able to hear the chorus, or the end of the chorus and the beginning of a new chorus, but let's try counting one out together.
Up in the morning and out the
one, two,
the
three, four,
American history and practical math,
five, six,
the heart and hope in the
seven,
path,
eight,
working your fingers right down to the
bone, nine, ten,
and the guy behind you won't leave you
alone, 11, 12.
Ring.
And again, with the drums and the change in melody, you should be able to hear the end of a chorus, the start of a new one. So I think you know what happened next. White guys, in fact, older white men, started singing in this guitar style, this blues style with more rhythm or a jump feel to it. And it was called rock and roll.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Listen
rock,
for the end of the
rock,
chorus.
Around the clock tonight,
and a new chorus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and a new chorus. So where else in American pop music do you think we'll find the blues? Well, how about bluegrass? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. New chorus, 1. Okay, maybe the blue and the bluegrass gave that one away. But how about Western swing, or what at the time in the late 30s was sometimes called hillbilly music? This is Cliff Bruner's Texas Wanderers.
A kangaroo. I'm crazy about that gal, 'cause she knows just what to do.
Well, this should sound very familiar. It starts off a bit like bluegrass. It sounds like an instrumental 12-bar blues. The only difference between bluegrass and jazz are the instruments and who's playing. It's played largely with string instruments. The same is true for Texas swing or for hillbilly music. That's a blues. It's the AAB structure. Even the topic of the song sounds like an old blues. The difference is the race of the person singing and the type of accompaniment around the song. But you may recognize in that the roots of what comes to be called country and western. Here you can hear the beginning of the chorus by the break. Last phrase, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers. Now you may think it odd that I keep referring to the race of the singers and the musicians. You may even want to know, well, how does he know? Well, in part I know because initially, the classifications for American popular music were based exclusively on race and not really on the sound of the music. So initially, there were three categories for popular music sales or recording the sales of the different types of music in this country. They were pop, ethnic, and hillbilly. So think about what those words convey. They don't say anything about music style. Pop music was for an urban white audience. Ethnic, or what were sometimes called race records, were music for people of color. And hillbilly records were records that were marketed to people who lived in the country. And eventually, the music became called country and western because that was the target market. People in the country and people who lived in the west, but people in largely rural areas. But the pop market was for urban. But all of these musics used the blues. Here's James Brown singing the blues. Second phrase.
Did you hear what that new breed
three. Four. And the third phrase.
Your drag.
Two.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Three. Four. And the new chorus. Two.
And get this crazy scene.
Three. Four.
It's not too bad.
Five. Six.
But it's fine. It's pretty cool.
Seven.
Papa's got a brand new
11,
bag.
12,
it's a
new chorus.
It's on the fly. Don't play.
So when we talk about the blues, we're talking about both a genre and a form. We use the term the blues interchangeably, but it's important to know which one we're talking about. When we're talking about blues, the genre, we're often talking about a specific type of blues, electric blues, Chicago blues, city blues, country blues. But the blues also becomes a standard form that's used a lot in jazz, this 12-bar form for improvisation, but it's also used in all sorts of other types of American popular music. In general, the blues uses these three phrases. Poetically, we have an AAB form. We often have call and response within each of the phrases. We often have a specific type of blue tonality, a specific type of melody or harmony, or a kind of timbre or sound quality that's blue. But this is really mostly true of blues, the genre, and not true of blues, the form, which again is this 12-bar pattern that we can count, that we hear in all sorts of other kinds of music. Even in this last example, Jimi Hendrix. Second phrase, one, two, three, four. And the third phrase, one, two, three, four. And the end of the chorus, new chorus. All right. So go out. There's lots of blues out there to listen to. Go out and listen to some more blues. You can count 12 bars or just dig some music. Thanks for listening.